Good morning, everybody. We're coming up on 9:19, and welcome to the Mary Griffith Show for this Monday. Scott Hardy in for Mary all this week. And pleased as punch to have alongside the Vice President of the Great River Economic Development Foundation, Madison Peters. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
Glad to have you along, and you guys are busy here in the next few weeks about things that are going on with GRETIF, aren't you?
Yeah, we are busy, but it's exciting. Busy is good.
Yes, busy is very, very good. And first of all, you've got an event coming up a week from tomorrow where it's kind of tying in with some things that you've already done here. May 13th, it's the Career Launch Signing Day. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we are so excited to have the opportunity to celebrate recent graduates who are entering careers in manufacturing, nursing, logistics, truck driving, and so many more other industries. This event has been around for a few years, and it's a great way to celebrate young, driven individuals and that have chosen careers in in-demand fields. So this is, it's kind of like your sports signing day, but we're signing for a career.
Yeah, and it does a couple of different things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it allows, we are not only celebrating the individuals that are entering into the career, but we are celebrating them working for a local employer. And so it's a great way to kind of showcase the employment opportunities here in Adams County, but also that we created a pipeline between John Wood and the local area high schools.
Yeah, it really is exciting. And these are not low-paying minimum wage jobs at all.
No, they are not. No, not at all. These are great head of household jobs that these individuals are working right out of the trade school or high school. So
very,
it's fantastic.
Very, very good. So tell us basically what's going to happen on the 13th during the event. What, like, say my name is Fred Jones and I've just completed, you know, my graduate of my degree, and I'm going to go into get a job in manufacturing, for instance.
Absolutely. Well, you and your employer will take center stage and will sign an Empowering Work Ready pledge and receive a special certificate from the Adams County Career Guidance Team. And this, we will really just celebrate you entering this workforce, and your employer will be right on stage with you to celebrate with you. The event is open for the public. We invite everyone to come and celebrate with these students and these employers.
And this is going to be at the John Wood Workforce Development Center starting at 4 o'clock.
Yes, absolutely. We're excited to have this opportunity. This event would not have been possible without the Career Guidance Team, GRETIF, John Wood, and the Quincy Area Vocational and Tech
And
program.
The great thing about this is that the employers who take part in this, they really recognize the value of this, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. We have employers all throughout the year reaching out, making sure the event's still happening because they are actively trying to hire these students.
Yeah, as the boss will say, if you ask him, even when you don't ask him, he will tell you that there are hundreds of jobs available in these industries, good paying jobs, but they're just available because there's nobody there to fill the positions.
Right, exactly. And, you know, creating this pipeline for these students is critical, and having this makes these employers be successful.
Yeah, it's almost like the employers can go through who they are looking at in John Wood, who do a great job to get these students set up, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's even amazing, the students entering right from high school, that, you know, they're learning on-the-job training, so it's really, really a neat program.
Yeah, and then the employers can just kind of cherry-pick the employees. They can literally cherry-pick the employees. Okay, if this person's really good in logistics, we have an opening there, or this person is good here, and we can... It's what they dream of, really.
Exactly, yeah. It's a cool way to, you know, celebrate this pipeline.
Yeah, very, very good. And another program that GRETIF offers, and it's an ongoing program as well, it's the Quincy Concierge Program. And this is for folks who are either just moving to the area or who are returning after being gone for a while.
Yes, absolutely. The program was really developed out of the need of our employers to help retain these new employees that are new to the community. And the program is really designed to just be a resource for these newcomers. We can connect them to opportunities they did in where they were currently, they're currently living, and then connect it and try to find it here locally. So we have a team of community guides, which are community experts people that are really advocating for Adams County and really speaking about the great things here and the events happening, just trying to get these newcomers connected to the community.
Right, and you're always on the lookout for people who are just moving in, and you really don't mind if people call Greta and say, hey, I just arrived, what can I do?
Yes, absolutely. You can give our office a call at 217-223-4313, and if you're an employer and wanting to connect a newly hired employee, please reach out to us and we can connect you as well.
Yeah, because getting somebody integrated into the community as quickly as possible, it just makes their work and their personal life experiences that much better if they know that there's people out there, there's things to do, there's activities, and there's people to associate with and really become part of a community.
Yes, absolutely. And we want to make sure they have a life outside of the workplace. We know, obviously, work is very important, but having a life outside of work is important as well, and that's where we kind of step in.
Yeah, look at you, Madison, all that work-life balance.
Yes,
how about that?
Very important.
Yeah, it is very, very important. We wanted to touch on just something a little bit here. The Adams County Cares Program, and this is just getting started, and Greta has kind of signed on with the Adams County Board mm-hmm. to get this program underway, and it's basically to kind of correct the shortage of child care in the region.
Yes, yes. We were excited when the Community Foundation reached out to us about the Adams County Cares Task Force. And so we were excited to work with 8 local organizations to really address the child care need in Adams County.
And how is that going so far? Do you have much of, are you kept up to date on that much?
Or? Yeah. The program is going really well. We're doing it through a 3-prong approach. So we're offering childcare, internships, we are offering scholarships, and then where kind of Greta is kind of taking that lead is the sign-on bonus program.
Okay. And that basically says that if somebody wants to get involved in childcare as a career, then you're going to reward them for that.
Yes. Yep. It is. It's really designed to attract and retain these skilled childcare professionals. When you sign on to your employer or you open an in-home daycare, you are eligible for up to $3,000, and it's dispersed within your first 3 years of working.
That's incentivized that way for a reason.
Yes, absolutely. The whole point is to retain these employees and to make sure you're not job hopping, because to be eligible, you have to be new into the childcare industry.
Yeah, and it's really, really important to not only build that relationship with the child that is under your care, but to stay there as long
yes.
as you possibly can.
Yes, absolutely. And this program is really, we're hitting it from all different angles, you know, with the internships, with the sign-on bonus, and then with the different things, we're really allowing to really nurture that need for childcare.
You talk with a lot of businesses a lot throughout the day, and how do you sense their feeling about the business climate in Quincy and Adams County? Is it still pretty positive? Are they worried about things?
No, I think it is very positive right now, and they're excited to, you know, continue to grow here locally. You know, I know there's some uncertainties within the world, but, you know, we're just trying to take it day by day, and Greta is really just focused on trying to keep a finger on the pulse to make sure we're aware of things happening and ways to offer resources.
And just for folks who may have been a while since you've heard of what Greta does, yes, you do go out and you try to recruit new businesses. But you do a lot more than that.
Yes, yes. We do a lot to support the businesses within our region and really offering a resource. I always say Greta is doing their best work when we are connecting people. And so, you know, we are connecting people, employees to places. We're connecting businesses to resources. We are just here to be a resource. So if you need anything, just reach out.
Yeah, exactly. It more like it's a lot of what you're doing is more geared to like the career launch signing day.
Yeah. We help with everything from workforce to like housing and childcare, but also business support. And so I get to wear a lot of different hats, and that's always fun.
Well, that sounds it sounds like it really is. But I mean, because that, like we said, you know, like Kyle, you know, the president of Greta says, yeah, it's always nice to attract new businesses, but we got to find the people to work the jobs that are still available here from our present employers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, supporting the businesses that are already here allows us to really make sure our economy and our community is very successful.
Yeah. So if you've got questions about the Career Launch Signing Day coming up next week on the 13th at the John Wood Workforce Development Center at 4 p.m., the Quincy Concierge Program, and how you want to integrate your new or returning employees who are just coming back to Quincy into the community more, or the Adams County Cares Program as well. They just need to get on the...
Yeah, the Adams County Cares Program, they can just go to the adamscountycares.org. It's a website, and they can find all the information out there, or you can call our office and we can make sure you're all connected.
And what's that handy number, Madison?
217-223-4313.
All righty, 223-4313 for Gretif. And did you like that I didn't ask you any pestering questions, like what businesses are coming to town?
Yes, I appreciate it.
Well, because I know you can't tell me anyway.
I know, it's so boring.
I know. Well, let's hope we can not be quite so boring in the next few weeks and months. But
crossing our fingers.
All righty. I would do that, but I can't run the board properly that way. We are coming up on 9:30. Madison Peters with the Great River Economic Development Foundation, Vice President. Thank you so much. Always appreciate it when you are here, and look forward to you next time you come back.
Sounds good. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, Madison. Thank you so much. We're coming up on 9:30. When we come back, we will check in with our first look at the latest commodity prices from the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange here on The Mary Griffith Show on WTAD.